when once the twilight locks no longer, locked in the long worm of my finger, nor damned the sea that sped about my fist, the mouth of time sucked like a sponge the milky acid on each hinge, and swallowed dry the waters of the breast. When the galactic sea was sucked and all the dry seabed unlocked, I sent my creature scouting on the globe, that globe itself of hair and bone that, sewn to me by nerve and brain, had stringed my flask of matter to his rib. My fuses timed to charge his heart, he blew like powder to the light, and held a little Sabbath with the sun. But when the stars, assuming shape, drew in his eyes the straws of sleep, he drowned his father's magics in a dream. All issue armored of the grave, the red-haired cancer still alive, the cataracted eyes that filmed their cloth, some dead undid their bushy jaws, and bags of blood let out their flies. He had by heart the Christ-cross row of death. Sleep navigates the tides of time, the dry sargasso of the tomb gives up its dead to such a working sea. And sleep rolls mute above the beds, where fish's food is fed the shades who periscope through flowers to the sky. When once the twilight screws were turned and mother milk was stiff as sand, I sent my own ambassador to light. By trick or chance he fell asleep and conjured up a carcass shape to rob me of my fluids in his heart. Awake, my sleeper, to the sun, a worker in the morning town, and leave the poppied pickthank where he lies. The fences of the light are down, all but the briskest rider's throne, and worlds hang on the trees. You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM. This is Gavin Smith with The Underword. We're broadcasting from the unceded Cassia House territory of the Gidimden clan of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. And The Underword is a show that explores the interconnection between poetry and music. And oh boy, are we going to get into it today. This is part three of a three-part episode series on Dylan Thomas. Now, that was Dylan Thomas, When Once the Twilight Locks No Longer, that you just heard. I'm reading today from the book Dylan Thomas Collected Poems, which I got from Mountain Eagle. Thank you, Mountain Eagle, a sponsor of CICK. And today's episode, the final of the three-part segment on Dylan Thomas, is a tangled tale connecting Dylan Thomas, the Chelsea Hotel, and several iconic musicians. Before we get into it, I'm going to read one more from Dylan Thomas. This is Here in This Spring. Here in this spring, stars float along the void. Here in this ornamental winter, down pelts the naked weather. This summer buries a spring bird. Symbols are selected from the year's slow rounding of four seasons' coasts. In autumn, teach three seasons' fires and four birds' notes. I should tell summer from the trees, the worms tell, if at all, the winter's storms, or the funeral of the sun. I should learn spring by the cuckooing, and the slug should teach me destruction. A worm tells summer better than the clock, the slug's a living calendar of days. What shall it tell me if a timeless insect says the world wears away? Now, if there was anyone out there during these Dylan Thomas episodes, I'm sure there were so many of you, wondering, is he going to do the Taylor Swift song? Yes. Yes, I am going to do the Taylor Swift song. We're going to talk a little bit about why I'm doing the Taylor Swift song later, but I think we'll just get right on into it. This is Taylor Swift with the Tortured Poets Department.
Mode, throwing spikes down on the road. But I've seen this episode and still love the show. Who else decodes you? And who's gonna hold you like me? And who's gonna know you if not me?
chocolate. We declare Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist. I scratch your head, you fall asleep like a tattooed golden retriever. But you awaken with dread, pounding nails in your head. But I've read this one where you come undone. I chose this cyclone with you. Idiots. If I ever leave, and I had said that to Jack about you, so I felt seen. Everyone we know understands why it's meant to be, 'cause we're crazy. So tell me, who else is gonna know me? At dinner you take my ring off my middle finger and put it on the one people put wedding rings on, and that's the closest I've come to my heart exploding. Who's gonna hold you? Me. Who's gonna know you? Me. And you're not Dylan Thomas, I'm not Patti Smith. This ain't the Chelsea Hotel, we're two idiots.
That was Taylor Swift with the Tortured Poets Department. The line there, if you didn't catch it, which you might have because it happened several times, was, "You're not Dylan Thomas, I'm not Patti Smith. This ain't the Chelsea Hotel, we're modern idiots." The Chelsea Hotel, if you don't know, in New York, is probably one of the better-known hotels in the world. Over many decades, it hosted numerous famous personalities, musicians, as well as notorious incidents like the murder of Nancy Spungen, who was suspected to be killed by her boyfriend, Sex Pistols bassist Sid Vicious. The Chelsea Hotel is where Dylan Thomas was living, or staying, when he was taken to St. Vincent Hospital and died in 1953. It is also where Patti Smith lived in 1969. Patti Smith took to Instagram to publicly respond to being featured in Taylor Swift's song. She posted a picture of herself holding up a copy of Dylan Thomas's collection of short stories, a portrait of the artist as a young dog, with the caption, quote, "This is saying I was moved to be mentioned in the company of the great Welsh poet, Dylan Thomas. Thank you, Taylor," end quote. Now, Patti Smith, in fact, has made the pilgrimage more than once to Dylan Thomas's home in Lochearn, Wales, which is now open to the public as the Dylan Thomas Boathouse, where she played small shows in his old bedroom to crowds of about 30 people, which, sign me up, please. I would love that. This is Patti Smith with Because the Night.
Take me now, baby. try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Because the pleasure bird whistles after the hot wires, shall the blind horse sing sweeter? Convenient bird and beast lie lodged to suffer the supper and knives of a mood. In the sniffed and poured snow on the tip of the tongue of the year, that clouts the spittle like bubbles with broken rooms, an enamored man alone by the twigs of his eyes, two fires, camped in the drug-white shower of nerves and food. Savors the lick of the times through a deadly wood of hair, in a wind that plucked a goose, nor ever, as the wild tongue breaks its tombs, rounds to look at the red, wagged root. Because there stands one story out of the bum city, that frozen wife whose juices drift like a fixed sea, secretly in statuary, shall I, struck on the hot and rocking street, not spin to stare at an old year, toppling and burning in the muddle of towers and galleries, like the mauled pictures of boys. The salt person and blasted place I furnish with the meat of a fable. If the dead starve, their stomachs turn to tumble an upright man in the antipodes, or spray-based and rock-chested sea. Over the past table, I repeat this present grace. That was Because the Pleasure Bird Whistles, by Dylan Thomas, and before that was Patti Smith with Because the Night. Before continuing with a little bit of more about Patti Smith and some others, I'm going to read one more. This is A Process in the Weather of the Heart by Dylan Thomas. A process in the weather of the heart turns damp to dry, the golden shot storms in the freezing tomb. A weather in the quarter of the veins turns night to day, blood in their suns lights up the living worm. A process in the eye forewarns the bones of blindness, and the womb drives in a death as life leaks out. A darkness in the weather of the eye is half its light. The fathomed sea breaks on unangled land. The seed that makes a forest of the loin forks half its fruit and half drops down, slow in a seeping wind. A weather in the flesh and bone is damp and dry. The quick and dead move like two ghosts before the eye. A process in the weather of the world turns ghost to ghost. Each mothered child sits in their double shade. A process blows the moon into the sun, pulls down the shabby curtains of the skin, and the heart gives up its dead. As I said, we're going to continue a little bit with Patti Smith, because there is also a connection between Patti Smith, Dylan Thomas, the Chelsea Hotel, and another iconic musician, and that is Lou Reed. Patti Smith and Lou Reed were friends, and when Reed passed away in 2013, Patti Smith published an obituary of sorts for him in the New Yorker, and the final line of her article read, quote, "Before I slept, I searched for the significance of the date of his passing, October 27th, and found it to be the birthday of both Dylan Thomas and Sylvia Plath. Lou had chosen the perfect day to set sail, the day of poets, on Sunday morning, the world behind him." Lou Reed, incidentally, wrote a song inspired by the Chelsea Hotel, and that is the song Chelsea Girls, which was written by Lou Reed and Sterling Morrison and performed by Nico on the debut 1967 album of the same name, Chelsea Girl. Because of this song, the Chelsea Hotel also became a de facto memorial for Lou Reed when he died, with fans leaving flowers and lit candles as well in the hotel doorway. So although it's a long song, we're not going to play all of it. We will play some of it. This is Nico with Chelsea Girls.
Here's room 546. It's enough to make you sick. Bridget's all wrapped up in foil. You wonder if she can uncoil. Here they come now. See them run now. Here they come now. Chelsea Girls. Here's room 115, filled with S&M queens. Magic Margarot, you wonder just how high they go. Come now, see them run now. Here they come now, Chelsea girls. Here's Pope dear Undine, Ronis treated him so mean. She wants another scene. She wants to be a human being. Here they come now. See them run now. Here they come now. Chelsea. She's having fun. She thinks she's some man's son. Her perfect loves don't last. Her future died in someone's past. Here they come now. See them run now.
This side of the truth you may not see, my son. King of your blue eyes in the blinding country of youth, that all is undone under the unminding skies of innocence and guilt, before you move to make one gesture of the heart or head, is gathered and split into the winding dark like the dust of the dead. Good and bad, two ways of moving about your death. By the grinding sea, king of your heart in the blind days, blow away like the breath, go crying through you and me and the souls of all men into the innocent, dark, and guilty dark, and good death and bad death, and then in the last element fly like the star's blood, like the sun's tears, like the moon's seed, rubbish and fire, the flying rant of the sky, king of your 6 years, and the wicked wish, down the beginning of plants and animals and birds, water and light, the earth and sky, is cast before you move, and all your deeds and words, each truth, each lie, die in unjudging love. That was Dylan Thomas with This Side of the Truth for Llewellyn, which was his child. And before that, you were listening to Nico by Chelsea Girls, written by Sterling Morrison and Lou Reed. I'm going to read another Dylan Thomas. This is Where Once the Waters of Your Face. Where once the waters of your face spun to my screws, your dry ghost blows. The dead turns up its eye. Where once the mermen through your ice pushed up their hair, the dry wind steers through salt and root and row. Where once your green knots sank their splice into the tided cord, there goes the green unraveler, his scissors oiled, his knife hung loose, to cut the channels at their source and lay the wet fruits low. Invisible, your clocking tides break on the love beds of the weeds, the weed of loves left dry. There round about your stones the shade of children go, who from their voids cry to the dolphined sea. Dry as a tomb, your colored lids shall not be latched while magic glides, sage on the earth and sky. There shall be corals in your beds, there shall be serpents in your tides, till all our sea faiths die. The last song we're going to play today, although there's no direct connection with Dylan Thomas, I really wish there was, but that I'm aware of. Anyways, I couldn't leave out an iconic song written and performed by a brilliant poet in his own right about his time at the Chelsea Hotel during his brief relationship with Janis Joplin. This is Leonard Cohen with Chelsea Hotel No. 2.
I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were talking so brave and so sweet, giving me head on the unmade bed while the limousine wait in the street. Those were the reason that was New York. We were running for the money and the flesh, and that was called love for the workers in song. Probably still is for those of them left. Yeah, but you got away, didn't you, babe? Just turn your back on the crowd. You got a way I never once heard you say, and need you. I don't need you. I need you. I don't need you. And all of them jiving around. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were famous, your heart was a legend. You told me again you preferred handsome men, but for me you would make an exception. And clenching your fist for the ones like us who are oppressed by the figures of beauty, you fixed yourself. You said, well, never mind, we are ugly, but we have the music. And then you got away, didn't you, baby? You just turned your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you, I need you, I don't need you, and all of that jiving around. I don't mean to suggest that I loved you the best. I can't keep track of each fallen robin. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. That's all, I don't even think of you that often.
That was Leonard Cohen with Chelsea Hotel number 2. We're going to do one more reading before we close out the day. You've been listening to The Underword on CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio, the third episode of a three-part segment on Dylan Thomas, and this is one of his more well-known poems, The Force That Through the Green Fuse Drives the Flower. The force that through the green fuse drives the flower drives my green age, that blasts the roots of trees is my destroyer, and I am dumb to tell the crooked rose my youth is bent by the same wintry fever. The force that drives the water through the rocks drives my red blood, that dries the mouthing streams turns mine to wax, and I am dumb to mouth unto my veins how at the mountain spring the same mouth sucks. The hand that whirls the water in the pool stirs the quicksand, that ropes the blowing wind hauls my shroud sail, and I am dumb to tell the hanging man how of my clay is made the hangman's lime. The lips of time leech to the fountain head, love drips and gathers, but the fallen blood shall calm her sores. And I am dumb to tell the weather's wind how time has ticked a heaven round the stars. And I am dumb to tell the lover's tomb how at my sheet goes the same crooked worm. This is Gavin Smith signing off for The Underword on CICK 93.9. Be well, everyone.